Welcome to another episode of Skincare
and Scandals. I'm Nicole, and I would say Alicia's lovely today, but I have a bone to pick with her.
Why?
We're having a massive disagreement.
Oh, brother.
Because Alicia is a hater of the everything shower.
No, not a hater. Not a full-blown hater. A partial hater.
She came at me this week and was like, I think that we should podcast on the dangers of the everything shower. And I quickly replied back, ma'am, I literally just took one. And then we decided we would bring it to the court of people, aka the listeners, and let you all form your own opinions on the everything shower.
Yes. Yes. Okay, look. So first, let's talk about what this is and why we're talking about it.
There's so much to discuss on women in showering. There's so many types of showers. Alicia, will you tell us what you consider to be the types of showers? Because I just think this is interesting. And I have an aside from a friend I have to sprinkle in.
I can see, obviously, I can think of like three different kinds of showers. So
okay.
I can see where you take a shower and you're like not washing your hair because you don't want to wash your hair every day. And then I can see like the very traditional like body wash, hair wash. And then I can see the shower where it's like body wash, hair wash, shaving. And then I suppose, well, a fourth shower where you're body wash, hair wash, shaving, like exfoliating, maybe hair masking, other things.
Right. So this is where I'm going to troll one of my best friends because she has special categories for showers. And I'm so glad I get to disclose this to the world. So there's a bird bath.
I've heard about this. Yes.
And that's just like your body, like quick body, like shower, body shower, no hair. Then there's a bath shower, which is where you wash your hair in the shower. Therefore, she's classifying a bath as anything where your hair gets wet. And then there's a bath. Wait. And so it's just really
a bath shower. Okay.
A bath shower is when you wash your hair and your body. A bird bath is no hair. a bath is a bath. But it's really funny when your friend's like, I'm going to get a bath shower. And you're like, which one is it?
A bath shower. That's really interesting.
Yeah. You know who you are. And I really want to say your name, but I'm not going to because I'm loyal like that. But it's one of my favorite things about you, if you're listening, is your categories of showers. So, I mean, I have my own showers. I take two showers a day, probably not good for moisture retention, but I guess I take a bird bath in the morning, which is just like quick wake up shower. You only got wash one, two, and three, pit number one, pit number two, and undercarriage. That's the first kind of shower.
Undercarriage.
Else do you want me to call it? My nighttime shower is body. I shave every day. I'm hairy. It is what it is. And yeah, like, and then I guess every third day or when I work out, I'll wash my hair, but it's not really categorized.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I there's definitely levels and I like how your friend has sort of like named them different things because then you can just have a name for like, when you say that name, everyone kind of knows like, oh, she's just going to be like in and out really quickly.
Right.
Or she's going to be in there for an hour. We'll see you later. So the everything shower, which has, of course, blown up on TikTok and Instagram as anything does these days. And if you look on TikTok, if you look at hashtag everything shower, there's close to 200 million views of videos related to that particular hashtag. So it's certainly trending.
It is. It is. So I guess that everything shower, you have to understand about the everything shower, Alicia. I'm kidding. I'm just being a troll. The everything shower doesn't start in the shower. It starts before the shower. This right. is where you apply like your face mask, like a clay mask for purification, maybe a hair mask. Maybe you oil your hair, then you get into the shower. This is where we exfoliate every square inch of our body with very warm water to open up our pores and make it nice and steamy, like a spa, like we are being a lobster cooked alive. And then we body wash, and then we shave, and then we put on moisturizer after, and we wrap up in a towel, and we lay on our bed because we were exhausted from the whole process. And then once you gather the strength, you go and you blow dry your hair, and you go to bed feeling absolutely fabulous.
Right. And so a lot of people are saying, just like Nicole said, that the everything shower, it goes way beyond what happens in the shower. It's pre-shower and it's post-shower.
Right.
So even post-shower, maybe you're adding on your self-tanner, your extra moisturizers, your nighttime routine or your morning routine, like whatever time of day you're doing it. So there's so many other levels to just being inside like the shower box itself. A
The
lot of
shower box,
the
not the
shower
shower. It's
box,
not the shower
the shower
box.
box. And so a lot of people also say that the everything shower includes like very maybe more expensive hair masks that they wouldn't often
Right.
do. Or maybe it includes like a favorite soap that's a little bit more expensive. So, you know, making it very special, essentially.
Right. And it's not done all the time. It's like a once a month affair. Maybe a
Yeah.
few times a month. It's
Yeah.
not like we're rolling this shower out every night. This is like a relaxation moment. Personally, for me, the best time to take an everything shower is when you come back off the boat from being at the beach all day and you are covered in sunscreen and salt and you scrub that all off and turn into a Cancun and you're nice and warm and tan. Oh, dreamy. It's even better if you get to go to a fancy dinner after your everything shower, but like fancy in terms of food, not, but you still get to go like dress casual and you're just like cozy eating a nice dinner with like a nice martini. I mean, the
Yeah.
joys of life. That is one of life's best pleasures, is the post-beach shower followed by a nice dinner. Can't
So,
top it.
yeah, yes, that really is like the perfect full Saturday. It really
Yes.
is. What I had a problem with the everything shower trend was the people that are spending like 2 and 3 hours actually in the shower box. Like to me personally, I feel like that's excessive. I get that the whole entire process from start to finish might be like 3 or 4 hours long, but like staying inside with the hot water running for like 3 hours to me just seems excessive.
Okay, I'll say a few things. I have a few thoughts. One, lucky duck, you have a Rinnai tankless water heater system. Wish
Yeah.
it was me. Wish it was me. Okay. My parents had one at their house when I was growing up. But unfortunately, I had parents who cared about their water bill. So I really rarely got to experience the full benefits of the tankless water heater. And now as an adult, one, I pay the water bill. And two, my water heater's not tankless, but I can go for
Right.
about an hour, I think, before it gets a little chilly, which is excessive. I don't think I've ever spent 3 hours in the shower. I'm gonna take some of my vitriol towards you. Okay, that's too strong of a word.
Vitriol.
I'm gonna take some of my
Right.
sass towards you and put it away because like 2 to 3 hours in a shower is excessive and it's actually may defeat the point.
Right. So when you're looking at it, like you said, from start to finish, so there have been plenty of times where I've used hair oil that needs to sit on there for a while. Maybe I'm doing like argan oil or something. You put on a face mask, maybe even like teeth whitening strips or something like that. You've got like some really amazing candles going. Like everything is just very chill and calm, and you're sort of winding down the day. Then you have kind of everything in the shower, shampoo, conditioner, a great body wash. You're exfoliating, everything's shaved. You kind of move on to coming out of the shower, like lots of moisturizer, self-tanner, your nighttime routine. I mean, all that whole entire process could take several hours if you're just taking your time, being very chill about it. Because certainly there is so much of that that is part of that like self-care routine, taking care of
For sure.
yourself, temperature, sight, smell, the environment. you know, if your bathroom is not, if it's not a wreck like mine currently is, and like everything's put away and like, you know, everything is very organized, then maybe it's not a chaotic place for you. But yeah, I mean, certainly all of those things are very crucial to a self-care routine. And so I can absolutely get on board with that for sure.
Right. I think one of the things too about the shower, and it's, we're going to go into a little psychology, is like the whole concept of shower thoughts. It's one of the only places where you're truly disconnected from technology and your body is being stimulated kind of self-consciously by the water. And so mm-hmm. you're being like self-soothed in an environment where you don't have any distractions necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like even if you're playing music or anything, like you are untethered and you're yeah. just there with the element of water, which
yeah.
I know sounds like really hippy dippy, but it's true. Like yeah. you're so tied to technology all the time, phones. I mean, I have definitely taken my phone in the shower before. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
I try not to, but you know.
I mean, it happens.
But it happens. Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why people really treasure these everything showers. It's like, okay, I'm going to take the time for myself. I'm in the shower. You really can't be bothered while you're in the shower. That's one of those places like where you can like, I don't know, your friends call your house and your mom's like, oh, she's in the shower. It's like, oh, okay. They're completely unavailable. And right. I feel like it's hard in life to find places where you can truly be completely unavailable to the outside world.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It really
is.
I think that's why
people have such reverence for these showers.
I actually had this kind of deviating a little bit, but I actually had a conversation with a coworker today and he is new to our office and he was saying, you know, he's kind of feels like he shouldn't really take any sort of vacation because he feels like he needs to be in the office and be present, you know, because he's new at this job. And I was like, please take a vacation. Like, don't get in that mindset. I said, I can remember vividly after, you know, shortly into my career, being on an anniversary trip with my husband in another location, standing on the balcony, answering a phone call from an assistant asking me questions. And I was like, I was so furious. I was like, is there no time or location that is sacred?
No. And like, while I love, like, you can truly work from anywhere, sometimes you just like need to be left alone. Like,
yes.
Lose my number.
Yes.
Please.
Forget I exist. Please.
And just like, as an aside, like, you don't know what life holds. Take the trips. Mm-hmm. Do your best. Try to balance it. It's never going to be perfect. Sometimes life's going to win. Sometimes work's going to win. But like, you got to take time for the adventures and time yeah. for the showers, you know, you got to stay yeah. hygienic too.
Well, and so, you know, to your point, yeah, sometimes the showers are the only locations where people can't get to you.
Right.
So yeah, maybe you do want to be in there for a while for sure. Now there's been a bit of contrary chatter out there from dermatologists, as there always is, because, you know, when you're spending an hour, 2 hours in hot water for a long period of time.
Let's limit the conversation to an hour. I feel okay. like we can get around that. If you're yeah. going 2 to 3 hours, girl, you got to like start thinking about the environment. You got to start thinking about the fishes. Like, I am concerned.
So this is what
let's cap it at one for argument's sake.
Well, so this is what is really going to chafe some people, because I'm reading one particular article where a board certified dermatologist out of New York was interviewed about the everything shower. And his recommendation was staying in the shower for no longer than 15 minutes.
Criminal will not stand. My morning shower is like 2 to 5 minutes, but like, I need a minimum of 15 to 20 minutes to cleanse my body, heal yeah. my soul,
it takes
let
a
the
while.
Water yeah. take away the back pain. Like,
yeah,
no, sir. 15 minutes. Are you deranged?
With some of those, like sometimes it's like free hydrotherapy after you have worked out really hard. And so yes. you really do need to stand there for like 5 minutes.
Sometimes I have a little like a tank shower stool, and sometimes I just need to sit there and let the water hit my back.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, what he's saying is accurate. He says that hot water does dry out your skin. Extremely hot water is even worse. And the longer that you stay in the shower, the drier your skin becomes. And it seems sort of strange to say that by staying in water longer makes your skin drier, but it's actually the heat. That's where the problem is.
But what do you want me to do? Take a lukewarm shower?
I can't do that. I can't do that. I've tried it. I have tried to take lukewarm showers and I can't. Like, it has to be the surface of the sun coming out. Like, it just has to.
It does.
It just does. Now, to his credit, this dermatologist did say that, you know, if you do have to spend longer in the shower, that it's crucial to follow up with a thick moisturizer when you get out of the shower. So sort of the recommendation he has from the moment the water turns off, gently dry your skin so that it's still a little damp. And I mean, if you've been to a dermatologist before, or if you have ever dealt with dry skin, you have heard this a million times. When you wash your hands or after you wash your body, leave your skin slightly damp and immediately put moisturizer or lotion on so that you kind of trap in that moisture. It's so hard though, because then, like, if you're working, I've done this at work and your hands are just slimy. Like, I can't do anything with that.
Yeah, that's so frustrating. No. I'll go back. One, why can't I boil myself, leave my skin damp at the end of the shower and apply the same lotion?
Yeah.
Counterpoint number one. Counterpoint number two, I generally hate lotion. Like, I really do, especially being a Floridian, especially being in a humid climate. Like, One, it is not going on my body in the morning.
Yeah.
Two, my legs will look like a lizard before I apply. Three, I will try to use a body oil first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have to have a four, but I don't.
I will tell you what feels really nice, though. Sort of the dichotomy of coming out of a really hot shower. And then I have like a face mist that I use before I use my hyaluronic acid. And that really like microscopic mist from like the Evian spray is actually extremely delightful.
You're saying is that the hot shower you're not supposed to take enhances your delight.
I think so. I mean, I think it does, but I mean, A dermatologist would probably disagree with me. And as we do know, if you have eczema or psoriasis, that really hot water, long periods of time, it can potentially make your eczema or your psoriasis worse.
I get eczema in the winter. And I struggle with this because like the heat makes it temporarily feel better in the shower.
Yeah, it really does.
It does. To lower your temperature just kind of sucks a lot.
Yep. Yep.
But I mean, there's other problems with the everything problems, I'll put in quotations, besides the water temperature and an everything shower. If you leave like your hair mask on the shower and the water's hot, your pores on your body open and you can like get acne if you're not like washing like your body after you do your hair. But like, I mean, everyone has their own routine. Exfoliating and the hot water and the shaving can be really, really drying, all done in conjunction. I mean, there's points and there's scientific evidence, but I don't want to listen to that.
yeah, for sure. And it's hard because like you said, it can make those skin conditions feel some sort of relief. But as an eczema sufferer, I know that my skin does dry out really bad when I do take really long hot showers and it does make me really sad. So just be conscientious about that. If you are loving your everything, your long everything showers in the shower box, then make sure you've got a great moisturizer that has some sort of petroleum or ceramides or both in it. And that can help replenish your skin barrier because that's what you're going to need help with when you step out of that really hot shower. So, yep. Now, there are some dermatologists that have come out on TikTok and Instagram and have kind of been supportive of this. And they've said, look, if you're going to do it the right way. And so there's a dermatologist, I follow her on Instagram. She's a great resource, but she's on TikTok as well. Her name is Dr. Lindsay Zabritsky, and she is in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She's a board certified dermatologist, and she recently shared a video about how to do an everything shower the right way. So one of the things that she suggested was actually what Nicole just mentioned, which was making sure, you know, you're doing conditioner and cleansing sort of in the right order, which again, like you just mentioned, it's really important information. I had not really considered that before. And that was something that I learned, and I've sort of been more conscientious about my routine now. So, you know, it's important to protect your skin, but mental health benefits are also very important. And so if you are seeing mental health benefits from these really wonderful, calming experiences that involve long hot showers, then I say, do you, boo?
Agree. I agree with that message for once.
For once.
I'm being such a brat. Like, I really am.
Now, do you want to talk about the nothing shower?
Oh, yeah. So when reading articles about this, I came across the concept of the nothing shower. Give me one second. Let me pull it up. And I have not heard about this, but the nothing shower is just when you turn on hot water and literally do nothing else. They say it's one of those showers where you turn on the water, sit down in the tub, and wash absolutely nothing.
Which is so funny.
Which is like sad. People say this user on TikTok writes, her name is Alexandra R. Simpson, writes, excellent for migraine management, which fair, muffling sobs and hiding from responsibilities. Will I be clean after? No. Will I take a proper shower after? No. Probably not, since I already used all the hot water. And she says, like, the everything shower makes you feel physically cleansed, and the nothing shower makes you feel emotionally cleansed, which, like, fine. I have definitely gotten in the shower when I've had a really bad headache and have just sat down and let the water hit me. But I've at least done the 1-2 undercarriage in conjunction. I'm just saying.
Like, if not with your 1-2
undercarriage. Sometimes I forget other people listen to these podcasts just besides you and me. So you're welcome, world.
Oh, man. I mean, I think a lot of us have probably like stepped into or stood next to a steamy shower to clear your sinuses when you've had like a massive cold in winter.
Able to breathe for like a week. Literally nothing better. Nothing better.
So there are certainly some benefits to these quote unquote, like nothing showers. I think I have always at least, I don't know, washed my face or something. If I ended up sobbing in the shower about something, I at least made it worth my time.
I totally like, I get it from a mental health perspective. Sometimes you do just need to sit in the water and cry. I'm personally going to add a little soap, 'cause I'm like, well, I'm in here, I might as well.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well like shave your legs or something.
Okay, that's a little, if you're having a mental breakdown, we're not, well, I am. I can't with prickly legs, like I'm unwell. Many like a college drunk shave in the shower, like I must shave my legs.
Oh no.
I'm committed, what can I say?
Oh boy. So yes, certainly there are some benefits to the nothing shower as well. It seems like there's probably a lot of people out there that maybe are not paying their own water bill. So props to them for figuring out how to work the system.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely a little quicker than I was in my youth. So yeah. I guess you were right all along, Dad.
Yeah, same. For sure. For sure. Do you, Nicole, have any tips for any of your favorite shower items that you utilize during any part of your everything shower process? So let's say three items that you love And we're talking like the pre-shower box, shower box, post-shower box.
You're limiting me to three? Are you out of your mind?
Any point, three items.
I refuse to stand to the limit. This is what I will do. I will start my everything shower, and it normally starts with like the hair needs a deep cleanse. I use the Ordinary's glycolic solution on my scalp and let that sit. It's a really good scalp treatment. The Ordinary's bottle is like $9 and it lasts forever. So you definitely have time to use it as a scalp treatment several times. You can use it on your face. Just get yourself the thing of glycolic acid. And then I use a hair mask on my ends. I just use one from Eva NYC called Therapy Session, which goes with the everything shower theme. On the ends, I wrap that up, leave it in for 30 minutes. Then I hop into my Xiaoxiao. I rinse all of that out. Then I use body wash. I like to exfoliate. Honestly, my everyday exfoliant is the Glossier Body Hero Buffer Bar. I really like that for like a quick exfoliation. But I also love some good old-fashioned Dr. Teal's body scrub. That stuff is good. And then like normal soap, I follow up and do my normal like shampoo, conditioner, shave. I use, sometimes when I do an everything shower, I'll do K18 and do my like strengthening treatment. But yeah, I did not follow the rules of the prompts because I didn't want to. But Alicia, what are your three items for your everything shower?
Oh, brother. So I also like to do a hair oil mask combo, but essentially I just like to use argan oil and just put it in there and let it sit for a while. I found a great one from Trader Joe's, and
man, Trader Joe's is always killing it.
Yeah, it's just 100% straight argan oil. It smells really lovely, and I just do that. And then typically I don't do like a pre-shower face mask or anything. I'll do those on, like, I'll leave those on separately a different time. So I would say the hair mask is kind of it for me. And then in the shower, I don't think I have anything really like special in the shower. I have a couple of different hair products from my hairdresser, a line she carries called Allurum. I mean, I really like it, but I wouldn't say it's in really anything special. I don't have like a ton of very like special things I think to do. But I do really love Clinique's 7-day scrub. Ooh. I will use that actually. It's for your face, but I'll use it as an exfoliator, like for shaving or whatever. And I really like it. You can find it at TJ Maxx a lot. Our TJ Maxx has been carrying a ton of Clinique stuff.
Our TJ Maxx has been amazing lately.
Yeah.
Like,
so I've been getting all of my like half price Clinique stuff there. It's been pretty great.
I got a Dr. Perricone Triple C serum from there the other day.
Oh, nice.
Like, I can't afford Dr. Perricone. It's amazing. Wow. I love my life. 20 bucks.
Yeah. So I would say exfoliator item would be the 7-day scrub. It's not too heavy. It's great for an everyday use. And then after the shower, which I do a ton, is self-tanner. I've talked about it a million times. Isle of Paradise with a great moisturizer combo. And that just kind of keeps you moving for the week, adds a little bit of color, and you're good to go. So unlike some people on this podcast, I stuck to three.
Well, you know what? I just had more to say. I had more to share. So you're welcome, listeners. All right. Well, oh, I think that's all we have to say about showering. Now you all know how I clean myself. So that's fun.
I thought this was a great, I can certainly see pluses and minuses of this trend. And like we've said a million times, the mental health component is so very important. And so if this is something that keeps you rolling through your week and keeps you sane, do it.
Do it.
Just make sure you've got a great moisturizer. Keep on.
I will echo that. Just moisturize after, even if you don't like lotion like me, it'll be okay.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for sticking with us this week, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get your skincare fix throughout the week by following us on social media at Instagram, Facebook, and the occasional TikTok at Skincare and Scandals.
Send us an email or a DM, and we just might answer your question on our next episode. Our contact info is in the show notes for each show.